You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
It is 8 days before Thanksgiving, and we're talking with Cubs reporter Kerry Muscat. And Kerry, for months and months, doing the podcast, that is how I would introduce you, as Cubs reporter Kerry Muscat. But given the circumstances and the changing world that we now live in, I can say that you, Kerry Muscat, the reporter for the World Series champion Chicago Cubs, it is still hard to believe that I'm saying those words, and I'm sure it's somewhat surreal to, again, hear the words and see the words, and for you to type those words for Cubs.com. Is this whole thing still a little surreal to you, even a couple of weeks after the 108-year drought ended?
It's just been tough to kind of catch your breath after everything that happened. I think the thing that's been the most fun in the last couple of weeks has been talking to people who may not have necessarily been Cubs fans, but really got caught up in all the excitement in the neighborhood and in the city, and watch the final games and watch Game 7 and just how excited they were as to what was happening. And of course became instant experts on it, naturally. But it was it's just been fun to hear from people who, one, from people who, you know, generations, you know, I wish my grandfather was here, I wish my father was here. I've heard a lot of that. But also just to hear people who may not have been fans but just got so excited about it and now know all the players by first name. And I mean, I've had people come up and say, boy, didn't Javi do great, this and this, and these people didn't even know who Javi was, you know, a few months ago. So that's kind of fun.
Yeah, it's been an amazing experience for Cubs Nation. Literally millions of people getting to celebrate something they never thought would occur in their lifetime. And, Kerry, for you personally, were you able at any point to separate yourself as a journalist and enjoy this simply as a fan, or has it been so crazy, so busy that you haven't had that opportunity to really do that yet?
To be honest, I've been pretty busy working. So, no, it's been a lot of work. The team may be having an off season and the guys all may be home, but there's just been a lot of stuff to do in the wake of the championship. So, everything's fine. Yeah, I did like sitting down with David Ross and having him tell me that his daughter wanted her own champagne party. So what they did was he went out and bought some cheap champagne and they sprayed it all over her and her friends in their backyard in Florida. She got goggles and her swimsuit on. So little things like that are kind of, that's a little more fun.
That's stuff you love to hear. Grandpa Rossi now riding off into the sunset, and what a way to cap a career, not only winning a World Series, but homering, for crying out loud, in Game 7 in the final game of your career. It could not have turned out better for David Ross, which brings us right into my next topic, is that, you know, watching the highlights of the parade, 5 million people in Chicago approximately to celebrate and revel in that entire thing. And for me, Kerry, one of the most poignant moments was Anthony Rizzo at the podium and, you know, choking up and getting teary-eyed talking about David Ross. I mean, it's no secret that he had such a big impact on this team, but to see that in that setting from Anthony Rizzo, I mean, talk about just how profoundly he is going to be missed next season.
Yeah, David will be missed, and I'm hoping he planned on talking to Theo Epstein after Thanksgiving about possibly coming back to the team in some kind of role. He could be, say, a special assistant to the GM or something like that, and be in spring training and contribute somehow. Ross's influence will definitely be missed, but I think that he did enough for these guys, and they'll remember, and I think he left a very good legacy here.
Yeah, he certainly did. He touched a lot of players, such a professional, such a personality, and that's somebody that you do not easily replace. He is going to be missed next year by the Cubs, that is for sure. And, of course, Kerry, the offseason slows down for nobody, especially you, as, like you said, you've been still just working like crazy since the Cubs won the World Series. And Dexter Fowler, for the second straight year, rejecting the qualifying offer from the club. And I got to think that we're not going to see a scene like we had last year in the waning days of spring training when his presence is announced by Joe Maddon and he surprises everybody. He's back with the team, assuming that he is gone. What does the lineup look like at the top, and what does the outfield configuration look like with a Fowler no longer there in center field?
Well, when they didn't think that Fowler was coming back this year, they were projecting Jason Hayward in center. So that's one of their options. Jed Hoyer, the general manager, was asked about Albert Elmora Jr. I don't think they think that Elmora is quite ready for the job full time, but he might break with the team, and be used out there in center. He's a terrific defensive player. It's just a matter of whether or not he's ready offensively. I think the bigger gap with Fowler's absence will be who's going to lead off for the team. There really isn't an obvious choice. I know Madden likes having Kyle Schwarber up high in the lineup, but I'm not sure he's a leadoff man. So that's something that'll have to be figured out.
And you mentioned Schwarber, of course, and I'm still in awe of what this guy did. I remember, literally broadcasting a game here from Chelsea where he was playing in the Arizona Fall League, and, he gets a double, he draws a walk, he looks good, but you're thinking, there's no way he's going to be ready to face Corey Kluber in the World Series in, 40, 45-degree weather. How in awe are you of what he did for this Cubs team in the Fall Classic? I can't get over it.
Well, actually, I'm not surprised at all. Knowing Kyle as I do, I kind of expected him to come back.
And be this productive?
Yeah. Just knowing Kyle, yeah, not surprised.
Yeah, I mean, that speaks to his character and his hard work that he was able to do this and provide such a huge boost for those four games in the American League ballpark as a DH and at full health next year. Look out, one more weapon for this very young, very talented championship Cubs team. And, Kerry, to begin to wrap up here, it's been a great offseason in terms of the awards for Cubs players. We've seen Anthony Rizzo already collect some hardware, both a Silver Slugger and a Gold Glove. And, of course, tonight on this Wednesday, we find out if either Kyle Hendricks or John Lester wins the Cy Young. We find out on Thursday if Chris Bryant takes home the MVP. Give me your predictions on all three of those guys.
Well, the Cy Young is actually pretty hard. I could see where a lot of voters might go for Max Scherzer. He's got 20 wins. There are a lot of people that seem to think that strikeouts are important. I have a tough time picking between Lester and Hendricks, but I do know that Kyle Hendricks, when the Cubs needed a big win and it was his start, he came through. And it was for a guy who started spring training not having a spot secured in the rotation, it was an amazing season. And to finish as the Major League ERA leader is just really impressive to me. So that, just on that basis, I'd lean more towards Hendricks. But on the other hand, Lester, 19 wins and had two remarkable months where he was unbeaten. And, it's just really hard to pick between the two, which is why I'm worried that maybe Scherzer might get it, the other two sort of knocked him out. But it'll be fun. Bryant, I think, is a no-brainer in terms of the MVP award, which would be even more impressive. Here's a guy who's gone from, top collegiate player to top minor league player to top rookie of the year and then to MVP. I'm not sure what he can do for an encore. But, well, he's going to get married in January, so that's probably the encore. But he's had a pretty good run.
Yeah, I'll say, like you said, to go from rookie of the year to World Series champion to MVP to husband in less than 2 years, pretty darn impressive. We'll see what the voters say both tonight and tomorrow. And, Kerry, before I let you go, I've been asking all of your NL Central colleagues a little Thanksgiving question as we're 8 days away. But turkey, always the main attraction at the Thanksgiving table. That's undisputed. But in terms of a Thanksgiving fixin', what is your personal favorite?
I'm sorry, Thanksgiving. What was the word?
A fixin', like stuffing, cranberry, something like that.
Oh, I'm renowned in my family for my stuffing.
Okay, very nice, very nice. I'm a stuffing guy, too. Pretty much anything you put on the table, I will eat. And, Kerry, I hope that things slow down for you. You can enjoy Thanksgiving a little over a week from now, and we'll do this again somewhere close to the winter meetings, I project. In the meantime, great stuff as always. We appreciate it. Kerry Muscat joining us here on this Wednesday. In the meantime, Matt Wehmeyer signing off for MLB.com Extras Chicago Cubs.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.